is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Efforts are ramping up to end the conflict in Ukraine. The BBC's Peter Bowes says America's top diplomat will be getting involved today.
Marco Rubio had already been due to visit Saudi Arabia as part of his first tour of the Middle East as Secretary of State. But US officials say he'll also hold talks with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. A spokeswoman for the State Department said Mr. Rubio had spoken with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as a follow-up to Donald Trump's conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week.
A wintry mix has been coating parts of the Northeast, making a mess of things. CBS News New York's Naveen Dhaliwal has the latest on conditions in northern New Jersey.
The plows were busy in the ShopRite parking lot in West Milford Saturday night as shoppers carefully made their way back to their cars.
The weather stinks. I'm from Southern California, and I can do without the weather.
Peter Wright was on a big grocery trip, grabbing enough food items for the family.
Last night is to just get warm and hunker down. That's it.
State health officials in Texas are urging residents to get vaccinated after the largest measles outbreak in almost 30 years hit a small community in West Texas.
The Texas Department of State Health Services confirming 48 cases of measles so far, 42 in Gaines County alone, but there is a fear that number could reach around 300, all of them unvaccinated. 13 have been hospitalized. All but five are children. Dr. Jason Bowling is with the UT Health System.
That's really concerning because we know that children are at higher risk for complications with measles.
Symptoms include full body rashes, high fever. Measles can be deadly. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
New York State police have charged five people in the killing of a missing transgender man from Minnesota. Police say his body was found in a field after he was tortured for more than a month. CBS News Minnesota's Uba Ali.
24-year-old Sam Nordquist was repeatedly subjected to prolonged beatings, ultimately resulting in death.
This is one of the most horrific crimes I have ever investigated.
By far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
His death sending shockwaves within the LGBTQ community here in Minnesota.
Pure hatred.
Roxanne Anderson, a trans advocate, says
we cannot succumbed to the fear.
Crews in southwestern Wyoming have entered a quarter-mile-long highway tunnel to begin picking through the wreckage of a fiery multi-vehicle crash. At least two people have died. And congratulations are in order for our own Gail Lee. She has won two top writing awards from the Writers Guild of America. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
There are new problems at a long-troubled municipal water system in the Deep South.
Work has started in Jackson, Mississippi, to replace some 100 miles of undersized water pipes in the city. The water coming from the pipes is less than appealing, according to Ted Hennepin. He's the interim head of an outside group overseeing the city's long-troubled water system.
They do become brown water. It has iron in it. Not hazardous, but certainly not something you love to have in your glass when you're serving your friends.
Flooding swamped Jackson's water treatment plant in August of 2022, leaving some 150,000 people in and near Mississippi's capital city without usable water for nearly 2 weeks. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Two cats have been euthanized after eating raw pet food that was contaminated with the bird flu virus. Officials in Oregon and in Washington state say the virus was detected in samples of raw pet food made by a company called Wild Coast. The cats lived in separate households. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
by meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-20s in the afternoon. Northwest wind gusting to nearly 35 miles per hour. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Currently 26 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. But all the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Bye.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Whoa.
sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.
Years you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM, and now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stop by to say hello,
give me
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician.
What a wonderful world. Yeah. myself. What a wonderful way. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Oh, won't you hop inside my car? I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
Time is due.
know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. In those fire-struck parts of Southern California, then hit by massive rainfall.
The storm is gone, but the muddy mess, that's still here.
I lived here over 30 years, and this is the first time we ever seen such a thing.
Thursday's rainstorm packed a punch, triggering a mudslide in the Sierra Madre neighborhood.